Zendaya like you've never seen her before. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, where Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy who makes no apologies for her game on and off the court. For more than a decade, she has former best friends Patrick and Art, played by Josh O'Connor and Mike Feist, under her spell. It's Tashi's game and Tashi's rules. See Challengers only in theaters April 26th. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Warning, things are about to get intense. Like when you stare into the eyes of someone that you really like for a full minute straight without blinking. Intense! Intense heat! Lasting plump! From the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York. Formulated with chili pepper! Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts. Available in 8 sizzling shades. Honestly, my favorite is hot honey and cocoa zing. I put it on my lips and honestly, it did sizzle them. It sizzled them right to the moon. They were plump and juicy and everyone was like, Nicole, can I? And I'm like, get in line. Can you take the heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you. Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas! The holiday season of Why Won't You Name Me continues with another live stream episode from Behind the Paywall. This week, I'm joined by the ever so funny Heidi in Closet. We have a real big It was originally recorded February 12th. Ooh, that's my sister's birthday. So this one's a little bit of a Valentine's Day special episode. Heidi is so fun. Too bad y'all can't see the visual. She takes off her wig at one point. It was very fun. I think I might have taken off my wig. Actually, I don't know. Haven't listened to it. Okay, without further ado, enjoy this extra funny episode with Heidi in Closet. Let's hear my beautiful theme song.
For being here. I can't see you, I can't hear you, but I know you there, okay? So I decided to like do my makeup and I put on my great big wig that's in my driver's license picture. But welcome to Why Won't You Date Me, the live virtual event. I'm dressed a little bit like Liza Minnelli. Anywho, let's just get to it. I wanna introduce my guest today. I am so fucking excited. She's one of my favorite queens. She made me laugh so hard on her season 12 of RuPaul's Drag Race, and she's Miss Reigning Congeniality. It's Heidi in Closet!
Hello, gorgeous. How are you doing?
I'm fabulous. I love this wig. It is.
You thought I was going to let you outdo me with big hair? You thought.
I love that you didn't let me be alone with having big hair. This is fucking fabulous.
Clock the forehead.
Well, it is a lot of forehead, but I thought that was like the look you were going for.
Sometimes I want a 5 head,
okay.
And sometimes I want a 6 head. You know, the more head, the better.
Honestly, Heidi, wow. That really struck a chord with me because I haven't head in so long. And I miss it dearly.
Okay, so I'm not alone. I'm not the only person that misses it. Okay. Because sometimes I feel bad for liking it. I feel bad for liking it. But now I don't feel so bad.
No. Never feel bad for liking to suck a dick. I love sucking dick. I think there's a power to it. Yes, yes. Oh, wait, this might be too big for me. What an awful sound.
Amateur. What? Amateur.
If I took the little, I don't know what this is called, but I can fit that in my mouth. Hold on.
You got it. Go, go, go. Hey!
Thank you.
Professional.
You gotta jiggle the balls. Everybody who will listen to this after the live feed is gonna be like, these are awful sounds. And I just want to explain to you the sounds you just heard. That was me blowing my microphone because I am horny in this year pandemic.
That was hot, too. It was hot. Y'all should have saw it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love sucking dick. Heidi, how is the pandemic treating you? Are you dating? Oh, wait, I don't even know this. Are you single? What's going on?
The pandemic has been a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
As far as dating, things... I wouldn't say dating. Some things may be in the work, may not. I'm not sure where things may go. You know, it's the future. We shall look to see the future. How about it?
They be good. That's honestly, that is a nice answer. That is an answer I would love to give somebody if someone was like, are you dating?
No, you can't. Oh my God. Are you single?
Yes. Heidi, I am famously single. And that's like not even a colloquialism. Like I am fucking single.
I knew. I was just wanting you to say it. I just wanted you to say it. That's all.
It is depressing.
The struggle is so real. Like, oh, girl.
Yes. So you just recently moved to LA, right?
Actually, I did. I moved to LA, West Hollywood, right behind the 24-hour gym, which is really known for extracurricular activities.
Don't be telling the people where you live. That's so funny. Known for extracurricular activities. That's why you want the people to know where you live.
I'm just going to sit out front of it once everything's open back up and be like, hey, I live 3 blocks this way. No, you ain't got to go in there. You just come on down. Come on down the street. Come on down the street. Come on. Let's go.
I love it. Where did you move from North Carolina? Am I a liar?
No, finally, you are correct. I am from North Carolina, Ramsur.
Ramsur.
That's when you're feeling fancy and bougie, but we just call it the sewer there. But yeah, Ramsur.
Oh, Ramsur.
Oui.
Okay. So how was dating different in Ramsur than it is in L.A.?
Oh, dear goodness. Well, in L.A., there's so many of us, and in Ramsur, I was only one of three.
Mm-hmm. So oh, no.
So, yeah, it's definitely different. I mean, there was a lot of brothers that were the underest of covereth.
Sure.
It would always be in my inbox because I look so soft and supple.
Ooh, that is a good fucking whistle. I wish. I can't do it.
Oh, my. Oh, dear.
I can't do it. Sounds like something else. Ooh, boy, it's on the brain.
It be like that sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So what was it like growing up in a very small town with very few gay people? Are there a lot of black people there at least? I mean, you can't be like alone. You gotta have somebody.
There was some. We were still definitely in the minority for sure.
Okay.
But there were some people of color there, so luckily I was not the only black person. There were some other black people. There was people of Hispanic descent and other descents as well. So we were there together. We was thriving and trying to survive. You know, mm-hmm. living our best lives and whatnot. Tree. So I wasn't completely alone. So because back then I was kind of a thug too. So
yeah. Wait, really?
Yes, I was for a brief stint of time in my life. Heidi in Closet was a thug.
I fucking love that about people because it's like nobody's monolithic. You know, like everybody has different experiences and so many people are like, oh yeah, I used to like be like this and then I like kind of fell into my truth and now I'm a different person.
Literally, I am so completely different from what I used to be. Oh, back in the day, I had the baggy pants, oversized shirts, twisted back cap and everything, swag walking, and now I wear high heels and a corset and 12 pantyhose and live my best life. So, you know, people go through, people change. Let me tell you a story, Nicole.
Please.
Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe.
Yes.
Sorry. People change. People change.
Yeah, people do change. So when did you find drag?
Actually, I've always seen drag, or at least some sort of gender expression, and like outside of the heteronormality. Mm-hmm. Is that the word? Heteronormality? No. Is that the word?
Heteronormani.
Normani.
The heteronormani of it all.
I love that. But I'm still in that, putting that on a shirt. But my eldest sister is a trans woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she really allowed me to have a glance into the world that is the LGBTQIA plus community, as well as introducing me to drag as well. So I've always like had that like in outlet of being able to see into it. And mm-hmm. I was always fascinated by it growing up, always. And I always knew something about me was different from all the other little boys out there. So I was like, and then eventually I came to terms with who I was, and I never looked back. I've never said an apology for becoming who I am and living my truth, you know?
I fucking love that. I just love people who live unapologetically. I try to not apologize for anything in my life.
Don't do it.
Just because, like, why?
What's
why?
The point?
Like, unless you're, like, really, like, you know, ripping in and tearing people apart and being an asshole, there's no need to apologize. Like, you're not hurting anybody. I'm not hurting anybody by wearing, you know, my big old wig or whatever, and my sequins, you know?
A wig? Is that a wig?
Oh, now you know my secret. Oh, I ain't got no hair. No, you want to see my hair? I have literally no hair.
Yes!
She bald! Oh my God, is this the look?
Amber Rose could never.
She could never.
You on that bald-headed hoe shit, and I'm here for it.
It got stuck in the sequins. My little band.
It. I mean, if we both take it off our wig, should I take my wig off too?
No, I'm putting mine back on. Uh-oh. She's a little...
Now you got... There you go.
She's a little wonky. Okay, you can take yours off if you want. I mean, I was wearing one earlier. I was wearing a little short, a little cutie. But you can take it off. You want to keep it on?
You saw me on season 12. I love a wonky wig. Don't test me, honey. Don't test me with a wonky wig.
How has dating changed from before Drag Race to after Drag Race? Because, like, you were truly just put in the spotlight.
Oh, child. Well, before, I was just some random person. I never had, like, a care in the world. I didn't really date too much before Drag Race.
Mm-hmm.
I did have a relationship prior to Drag Race. And two of them were with people who are now straight, whatever. And then mm-hmm. one of them is now someone who is my best friend. But dating now is definitely a lot different because everyone knows who I am.
Mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10, if people message me or talk to me or even flirt with me, they knew who I am and what I do. So it's mm-hmm. it's definitely like I have almost like they have like already like a complete like perceived image of what I am to them. And the hard part is knowing whether or not they are interested in me or if they are interested in what they perceive Heidi to be. If that makes any sense, dear Lord.
Yes. Yes, it does make sense because like even if you weren't a famous person who's been on television, when you match with someone and you text for a little bit, you have preconceived notions. So when they are texting and talking to you, they're getting a preconceived notion from the texting, but then they already have something made up about you. And then you're like, okay, that thing you've made up about me, is it a genuine thing where you are interested in me? Or is it a thing where you're interested in the character that you've seen on television and you have no desire to get to know the real you?
True. But luckily for me, I'm pretty much the same person in drag as I am out of drag. Just a little prettier. Just a little prettier. Not a lot, because Trevin is sexy. But so literally, I'm pretty much the same part. It's me having to get past the thought of they are just after like... What is it called?
A race chaser or a clown chaser?
Those, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thing is having to be able to tell the difference between them. That's the most difficult part for me.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty lucky because I have a solid 15 straight men who listen to this. Everyone else is gay, so
I love it.
Usually when I go on dates, it's a man who has a like a, just an idea who's like, oh, I've seen a video of yours, who's not like super deep in my shit. Like, I went on a date on Tuesday. Okay. So it's my first date in almost a year because I've just been trying to be responsible. And then in like November, I was like, maybe I'm going to get back out there. And then I fell down my stairs, dislocated my ankle, couldn't walk from November till about like a week and a half ago. So I was like, back out there. Let's fucking do this. So I meet him in a park. I'm wearing my giant medical boot.
I thought you were about to say parking lot. I was like, Nicole.
Well, we met in a park next to a parking lot. Yeah, and he was very nice. He had only seen like a couple of my videos, but I was wearing a wig, and he was telling me a very traumatic story about how his father was found dead in his apartment on Christmas Eve. And as he's telling me this traumatic story, my wig was just sliding back. And I was like just casually trying to push it forward. And then finally, like, he like punctuates the story with like, and that's when they found my dead father. I was like, my wig is falling off. And he was like, I think it's okay. And I was like, no, it's not. And I looked at my phone. It was pretty far back. But I think he just thought like my hair was like a part of the wig because, you know, he was of the lighter persuasion. And I was like, I cannot believe this man is sharing his tragedy as my wig is falling off. And my brain was like trying to process that this man was telling me all this on a first date. And I was about to be bald headed because I was like, from his perspective, he was like, I was sharing my truth with her. And then the wind took her hair. Like,
that's some deep stuff to share on a first date, mind you. That is a lot, dear Lord. Yes. And then y'all are both very vulnerable. Both of y'all was very vulnerable. Wow. Yeah. I see. I'm no stranger to being bald headed. you saw season 12. So I understand feeling vulnerable, girl. But oh my God, for him to be sharing that on a first date, that is a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, he was very sweet. That was just good. For me, I was like, I love to share trauma after we've fucked and we're like laying in bed, tee-hee-heeing, being like, what's your like biggest fear? You know, like that's where you start. Like, it was a lot.
Like, y'all just got done for a couple of hours or so, and you're just sitting there with a cigarette. Now, let me tell you a story. Once there was a man in Nantucket.
Yep, that's honestly, that is a tragic story. I don't know if anyone listening knows the end of the man from Nantucket. It's tragic.
Is it really? Because I don't.
No, I'm kidding. I have no idea what the end of the story is.
I thought you were serious.
Nicole. No, I have no idea. I just know it's once there was a man from Nantucket, and then I don't know a single thing else
at all. I don't even know where Nantucket is.
I believe Nantucket. I know there's a lot of nectars there. I think it's in upstate New York.
We'll have to Google it later, I think, because now I have to know. Now I have to know where is it at, because I love nectar.
Wait, Matt, where is it? Matt is, Massachusetts.
Okay. Thank you, Matt.
All right, thank you, Matt. Mm.
So we're going to Massachusetts to get this nectar.
We going to get that juicy nectar.
That was my name in prison, juicy nectar.
I mean, I wish someone would come get this juicy nectar. Heidi, I am so horny.
It be like that sometimes. You know, sometimes me and Susan get lonely.
Who's Susan?
Have you never named your body parts?
Susan's your dick?
No, Penelope's my dick. Susan's the back. Susan is the back. Penelope is the front. My nipples are the knights of the round table. The balls are Tia and Tamara. Huh? And my taint is Ryan.
This is, are you making this up? Is this real?
No, this is real. This is so real. If you ask my friends, they'll tell you. If you ask my friends, they will tell you. This is not made up.
So your taint, how did Ryan become your taint?
Okay, so once upon a time, there was a man who he had a very gentle tongue. And there was a certain, I'm not going to say where, but there was a certain place on thouest bodieth that he liked to tickle with that tongue. And it just so happened his name was Ryan. No correlation.
Okay.
It just, yeah, it was. There once was a man from Nantucket whose dick was so long he could suck it. He said with a grin while wiping his chin, "If my ear were a hole, I could fuck it." Ooh.
I did not know that was the rest of it.
I didn't either.
Matt, who's working in the shadows, I don't know, the tech, he said that's the Nantucket man story, which is wild. I thought children were reciting the man from Nantucket.
I've been saying there once was a man from Nantucket when I was young. So yes, this is wow.
Oh no.
This needs
wild.
To be known. This needs
it
to be known.
It needs to be known. Heidi, what's your favorite position?
My favorite position, it depends on if I'm the top or the bottom.
Okay. Ooh, she's really a verse.
I prefer being the dom top that I am, but sometimes Susan gets really lonely and would like some company. When I'm the top, I do enjoy a good doggy style. I love
Me
love love
too.
It.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about it I appreciate. I just like seeing the curvatures of the back and mm-hmm. things, and being able to grip at the sorry, I'm going into details.
No, this is honestly, you're talking about doing what I enjoy the most. I was like, I love when people hold on to my curvatures.
Yes.
Yes,
it's so nice.
Wait,
it's
let's see if
so
I can
nice.
Remember all your body parts. The front is Penelope, the back uh-huh. is Susan, the mm-hmm. taint is Ryan, the balls mm-hmm. are Tia and Tamara. Your mm-hmm. nipples are the Knights of the Round Table.
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner.
I can't believe it. You named them very well.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I really liked
the names. Penelope was named by friends, but all the other ones I named myself.
Maybe everybody should name their body parts if they don't feel comfortable with them. Because that's a way to really take away a lot of like the scariness. Like vagina is such a heavy word. So it's like, maybe we call her Tiffany or Carlita.
Not Karen. Lord have mercy.
Oh no. I mean, Karen. Honestly, my pussy is Karen right now. She would like to speak to the manager as to why she's not getting pounded. Okay. So I think right now my pussy's Karen.
She would like a quarter pounded with cheese.
God. I would love that.
Yes.
Oh my God. So what's a good way to like, do you like to be hit on or do you hit on people?
I am a very big flirt. I have a very flirtatious personality.
Mm-hmm.
My problem is I can't tell when someone else is flirting with me. So I literally flirt all the time, but I am oblivious to other people flirting. So to all you lovely, lovely gentlemen out there that are out there and you're flirting with me and you're wondering why I'm not picking up on hints, now you know I am oblivious to flirting, but I flirt all the time. So what you really have to do is hit me over the head and say, "Hey, ho, I'm flirting with you." I'm like, okay, yay. Then we.
Honestly, like that sounds aggressive, but I would like it if somebody said that. They're just like, "Hey, dummy, I'm flirting with you." I'm like, oh, okay.
I would appreciate it, honestly.
Me too.
That's the kind of straightforwardness I appreciate. You know,
mm-hmm.
I love a good straightforwardness when it comes to these things because I just like to be clear and concise on those things. Those things are very important to me. Like, in the know about, like, yes, this is what's going on, this is what we're doing. Yes, that's mm-hmm. very much so tea.
Yes, very that. I feel that real quick. Okay, we'll be back with more Heidi in Closet right after this break.
Wow! Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store. And learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. One in five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel, the science-based language learning app that actually works. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. Guess what? I love to travel. And honestly, traveling is better when you can speak the local language. So, ordering food, asking for directions, or just saying, me encanta papi. I think I said, I love you, daddy. Anyway, people just treat you better when you speak their language. Plus, it's nice not having to consult language apps while on vacation because I'm having fun in the sun. Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get 55% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So Valentine's Day, it's around the corner. It's happening. It's 2 days. What is like, what's your best Valentine's Day that you've had?
Pass.
Okay, fair. I've never had a good Valentine's Day. I've never been with anybody. I've never had somebody buy me chocolates or flowers or be like, babe, here's a dress for you to wear. We're going out. Like, that idea is so foreign to me that somebody would buy you a dress, lay it out, and then take you to dinner. That's wild. That's truly wild.
Honestly, it's so crazy. But for me, if I'm going to be honest, it's something very simple. It was, I was with a partner, and we didn't really do anything special, but he brought me this little monkey and a little stuffed animal monkey and gave it to me. And we just had a really nice night at home, just chilled, cooked dinner and relaxed, did some extracurricular activities and whatnot, and just had a good night. That's probably the most I've ever, like, yeah. I mean, it's nothing like crazy spectacular, but it's still meaningful because it was nice.
No, that's nice. That's like truly what I long for. Like when I say I want a relationship, people are like, the companionship. I'm like, yeah, but also like just doing stupid little things together, like watching a movie or like making dinner together. Honestly, I am dying to get into an argument at the supermarket with my significant other because that's one of my favorite things to watch. I'm like, y'all couldn't wait till you got back in the car? You couldn't wait till you got home?
I've been there. Oh, my God. I've been that couple. I've literally been that couple. Like, because the thing is, I hated shopping. I really can hate shopping at times if I don't want to go that bad. And when I was there, I was like, I was being really childish, you know. It wasn't that long ago, but I was being really childish. And I was pushing the buggy, jumping on the back of the buggy, and riding along. And he's like, can you stop acting like a child? And I was like, excuse me? A child? This is what we're doing? And then we got into it for a little bit, but we let it go eventually. But yeah, I've been that couple.
That's all I want. I want some man to say to me, stop being a child. And I'd be like, a child, a child. Oh, you'll see me act like a child.
And then you amp it up 10 more dials just because.
Yes. And then later we're like making dinner. It's silent. And he's like, sorry. And I'm like, I'm sorry. And then we fuck. And then we knock over the bowl of whatever we're making. And then we just rub it all over our bodies.
Is that sanitary?
Probably not. But I mean, probably not. But like, we're vaccinated. We mop a lot.
Okay. Okay.
So I think it'd be okay.
Has food ever been involved in the bedroom situation, Nicole? Do people want to know?
No, not that I can think of. Oh, just ice cubes. I once blew a guy with ice cubes in my mouth.
That sounds good. That sounds delish. Okay. Have you ever done frozen marbles underneath the sheets?
What? No.
Never mind. What? They can hurt a little bit, but it's like you get a cool sensation all over the body while laying on them. But I have whipped cream has been in the bedroom.
Okay.
some chocolate sauce. That wasn't just me. I wasn't the only chocolate sauce. it wasn't food, but I have played Naked Twister before.
Oh, see, yeah, I've never dated anybody long enough to where we had to get like creative. So I dated one guy long enough, and the most creative we got was we got me a collar so he could choke me. And
yes.
We got him anal beads. And ooh. Then we had, I think, handcuffs.
Oh.
And then, like, I think there was also rope. We were like, we would explore, okay. But like, we weren't in a relationship, which is like kind of wild to like just have a hookup that you're like, we're going to do all this like fun stuff.
Oh my God. I was okay with all those things, but for rope, it has to be someone I trust very much.
Oh yeah.
Rope is a very trusting tool in the bedroom. Yeah. So all you out there, make sure that if you're going to play with rope, make sure you know the person and you're very safe. Very, uh-huh. very safe. And yes. Why is my Siri trying to activate while I'm talking?
Siri, excuse you.
Shut up, Siri.
Siri, shut up. Yeah, I mean, honestly, any of those things, you have to like trust the person, because like just like choking, to some people is like simple. To me, I'm like, yeah, I can tell you how to do it, but like for people who don't know, like you have to be careful.
Well, you know, I hear that there is like something towards that area in your body that helps you breathe. So possibly it would be something very careful you have to be with. Now, I'm not an expert on the body. I don't know if something that right there helps you breathe or not, but I would assume so. So absolutely, I concur with that last statement per my last email.
I concur my last statement from the email. Heidi, let's answer some questions.
Let's
usually like wait a little bit longer, but like I want to see what people have to say. Matt, are you ready to do that, or should we do it later?
While we're waiting, let me tell you a story, Nicole.
Oh, please.
Okay, so the marbles.
Okay, I love that we're stuck on these marbles.
The marbles. They were little itty bitty marbles. They were the flat marbles, though. You have to make sure you get the flat. You know how? Do you know that game where you like there are a bunch of marbles and a bunch of holes in the wooden board, and you scoop up the marbles and
it's like called manicotti.
Something like Manaconda, yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's those. Those are the marbles you want to want. And you put them in the freezer for a while, let them get really, really cold. And then right before everything happens, put them up under the first layer of sheets or whatever, and then just lay on top. It needs to be a nice thin sheet like something that lets the coolness come up and through it. So you can really feel the tingling and like the little cool sensation of it.
Uh-huh.
Very that, and it just it because you know when you fucking it starts
when
getting a little
getting it in
when it gets warm, it gets hot, it gets steamy, it helps cool off, and it just I don't know, it just does something. It's been a while since I've done it, but it does something to you. You should give
maybe
it a try.
Yes, I think I'm gonna try it. I'm literally gonna try everything that people have ever done. As soon as COVID's over, I'm going to be a fucking whore. I keep saying this and I mean it. I'm going to be a whore. I'm going to fuck everybody I can find.
Wow.
It's going to be incredible. And I cannot wait.
I'm excited for you. Wait, you said try
you.
Everything.
Everything.
Are you into groups? Would you ever do groups?
I think I could do groups. I've done a threesome. I think I've done two. I've done two threesomes. Mm-hmm. I could do like a foursome, a fivesome. I think I could go to an orgy. I think I want to go to
a bathhouse.
Yeah, let me go to a bathhouse. Let me get it done.
Mm. Yeah, get it in, you mean.
Get it in. Get it in, girl.
Yeah. Oh, get Miss Girl. Get it in, girl.
Wait, have you fucked in a group?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
I typically don't have sex outside of a relationship.
Okay.
So there's that. But I'm not gonna say I wouldn't be open to it. I don't think. The opportunity has arisen, and I've never said yes. But I wouldn't say no if I was. I think I would have to be like, I'd really have to be in the mood to do it. But yeah, I've never done it. So yeah.
Honestly, I think when I do it, I might wear a mask for a little anonymity. Not like a full face mask. Truly just like a surgical mask, if you will. And, you know, because it's like, oh, we just came out of COVID. She's taking extra precautions. And then I'll like pick and choose who I take it off for. And then nobody will know until I talk about it on my podcast.
That's true. To bury that. I love it. I honestly don't think I could. You know, for me, I don't think if I was to do group, I don't know if I could be the bottom. I can't just be having a whole bunch of people plugging up my hole. So maybe at the top, but I don't think I could do it as a bottom. So.
See, I absolutely could. I don't know if I've mentioned this on previous episodes, but I figured out I had spent most of the pandemic Googling Lady Glory holes, and I discovered that in Germany they have glory holes for women where the wall is like on your waist, you're laying down, your like legs are tied up like that, and then people can come and service you like that. And I was like, I cannot think of something I love more. I don't have to do any work and I just get fucking pounded out. So if I were to do,
and they won't even know it was you,
they don't know. The only thing, I would be so sad if like I heard other people having sex and nobody picked my pussy. I would.
That would be depressing.
Cry.
That would be depressing. Not even gonna lie. I too would feel sad about that. I would feel bad for you. I too would be sad.
Right? I would just be so, so depressed. What's your like? Oh, wait. When did you start dating? Like when did you have your first relationship? How old were you?
My first relationship, I think I was 18, 17. No, 18. It was between 17 to 19. It was one of those three. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was very young, very eager beaver. I'm just out of high school. I'm ready to roll. Very that. It was, oh, goodness me, jeebus. But mistakes were made, clearly.
Uh-huh. Sure.
But we live on, we learn, we grow, and choose not to date straight men anymore. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I wish I could choose not to date straight men anymore, but I guess I could date like like a person who identifies as pan or bi or whatever.
Yeah.
I just, they don't appear in the apps. Like they don't come to me.
It'd be like that. And it's so sad. It's so sad.
Because
you deserve to get pounded, Nicole. Let me tell you.
Heidi, thank you.
Nicole, I would pound you.
Thank you. Well, I usually ask my guests if they would date me, and you answered it early.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you. Honestly, it is so nice when someone says they would pound me out. It truly brings joy to my life. It's really a treat. I love it.
Absolutely. You know, and it's just the honest truth, girl. You have a beautiful spirit, beautiful body, beautiful face, beautiful wig when it's not sliding back, you know? So. Oh, my God.
What's your type? What do you usually go for? So you used to go for the straight boys. What Clearly. Do you go for now?
Honestly, I don't think I specifically have a type. I've always been captivated by personalities.
Okay,
it's either that or someone who's an asshole to me. Apparently, I really like an asshole to me. So, well, I sure do like an asshole, but like they are an asshole to me. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I love somebody who does not want to give me the time of day like that. Oh, that makes me so horny. It's like, oh, you don't want to text me back? What if I text you one more time? And then you decide to maybe text. Yeah. One more time and you'll text me.
See, for me, it's like everyone that knows me is so nice to me and they love me and they're so sweet to me. Like, oh, Heidi, I love you so much. I love you. I love you. I love you. And then I get that one asshole's like, you know, all that. I'm like, oh, yes, I'm not. Tell me again. Tell me how much I'm not that. Tell me that I'm no one. Tell me I'm a nobody.
This wig is not styled, is it?
It was, until I shook it loose when I was dancing in my living room for no reason, just doing nothing.
I mean, listen, we're doing a lot of things for no reason. I dance so much more now. I'm finding joy in very, very small things, like taking a walk outside and going, "Ooh, it's kind of sunny." Like, I don't know. I'm ready for this to be fucking done. You know?
I literally did that today. I'm like, "Oh, it's so nice out." And I just stared up at the sky for like 5 minutes. Wow, it's a nice sky. Wow. That's lovely. Which I'm happy that I can enjoy such little things, but mm-hmm. damn. I didn't realize how little I did that before all this, though.
My therapist seems to think that after we come out of this, I'm going to like long for some of the time spent during this pandemic.
No.
And I was like, I honestly don't think so. I think you're wrong. I don't think I'm ever going to look back on this time and be like, "Oh boy, I wish I could stay inside for 36 days uninterrupted in a row." Like, no. She was like, "Well, think about like old, like World War, like they keep making World War II movies and whatnot." And I was like, "Yeah, and do you think the people who served in World War II are like, I gotta get to see another telling of this horrific thing I went through?" No. Don't think so.
Absolutely not. No, not at all. Negative. Whoever that was, is fired, because they're fired. Cancel.
So what? Okay. So like, say tomorrow the pandemic is done and we are allowed out. We could be in groups, whatever. What's the first thing you're doing?
Mama, I'm going straight to the bank, getting a whole lot of monies out, some ones, a bunch of ones, and I'm hitting the strip club. I'm making rain on some bitches. I am going to the strip club and make it rain all night. I don't give a fuck. I am going to the strip club with friends and everyone. We're going to make it rain. I know these girls and gentlemen are going to be out wanting to make this money, and I'm about to give it to them.
Heidi, I fucking love that answer, because that's what I want to do.
Let's go together.
I want to have a nice dinner and go to the fucking strip club and drop like enough money that those girls don't have to work tomorrow. Like, exactly. That's like, you know, just like take care of them. I've mm-hmm. been going to virtual strip shows.
Yes. Is that a thing? I didn't know that was a thing.
Yes. What? So yeah, like if you go to your favorite strip club's Instagram, you can find some of the girls who work at the club. They more than likely do a virtual show because that's how they've been making money during the pandemic. And then like on Friday nights, I go to this one called Cool Cats Online that Teddy B. Ruxpin, who was my guest on today's episode of Why Won't You Date Me, she co-hosts it. And you watch the girls on a Zoom. And you get like a private Zoom link, and then you tip them on Venmo. And it's not as like gratifying as like, I love just like throwing a dollar at someone doing an amazing trick. It's not as gratifying, but like, it's fun. It's so much fun.
I might have to try that then.
I highly recommend it.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, we're gonna take a break. Give me a break with Heidi in Closet answering some listener questions.
Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Shift gears in your wardrobe without a complete and expensive overhaul. Dressy stuff, trendy going out clothes, casual tops, and premium jeans, sweaters, outerwear, vacation fits, you name it. For just $98 a month, you get a choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing, fast, free shipping and returns, and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, plus the option to buy what you love. I like Nuuly a lot because sometimes I don't want to like own a sparkly thing because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear it more than once. Also, I have a ton of sparkly things. And Nuuly is very good at like having a sparkly thing that I'll wear once and then I can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now you get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DATEME20. Just go to Nuuly.com, N-U-U, ly.com. That's Newly with two U's, and enter the code DATEME20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com. Newly with two U's with code DATEME20. Newly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Okay, so your social battery right now, is it drained? Is it bursting with energy? Like, what's going on? And like, why is it at these levels? Maybe it's not enough boundaries. Maybe you're less social, at this time of the year. And it's easy to ignore these things and spreading ourselves too thin, especially with social gatherings and stuff. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's important because finding a therapist is a little bit like dating. You're not going to click with everybody. So if you don't think they're for you, don't give up. Just try again. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DateMe today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DateMe. Okay, Paul and Haley ask, what is your perfect Valentine's Day date food? What? I don't really like eat anything special on Valentine's Day, but like if I were in a relationship, lasagna.
Oh, lasagna. Okay, that's an answer. Now that's an answer right there.
Get very, very full, have a nice time out, go home, fall asleep, wake up an hour or two later, and then be like, all right, now we can fuck. And that's what like I want somebody who's like, I can't fuck you, I'm too full, and me to be like, yeah, baby, I understand. Let's nap it out.
Yes. You know? Gee, that's goals right there. That's true.
What's
goals.
Your answer?
Dick. I don't eat on Valentine's Day. That dick. No, I'm joking. Oh my goodness. I appreciate a good salad.
Okay.
I'm joking. I want to see you.
A sensible Caesar salad.
No, I just want to see a reaction. You know, I want something like, I want like a steak or something, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like a nice, not just like a little piece of steak. I want one of them good old expensive steaks.
Like a tomahawk.
You know? I want the steak to be bigger than my face
a
type of deal.
A porterhouse.
Yes.
A porterhouse for two for one.
Yeah, steak with sauce all over it because that's how we're going to end up tonight.
Yes.
I want my food to remind me what we're going to look like tonight. A bunch of meat with sauce all over it.
Oh, my God.
That is literally what it's going to be.
You're, like, killing me. I'm so horny. All I want to do, like, I usually do not let people come on my face. I would let anybody come on my face. Any fucking body. Okay, let's do another question. Claire says, you told your best Valentine's date, but what is your worst? I don't have a worst.
My worst was this person, who I do not talk about, but they pretty much forgot about Valentine's Day.
Oh, no.
It was actually the day that they decided. So a little backstory is that they went behind and that a couple of weeks prior to, they made me befriend this girl because she, apparently this is like my very first relationship. And
okay.
I befriended this girl because she said that she was very lonely and needed friends. So I was like, okay, cool. We'll be friends. So on Valentine's Day, instead of coming, spending Valentine's Day with me, instead went to her place and they fucked. So that was a pretty traumatic Valentine's Day. So, yeah. So
that's terrible.
Fucked up.
Well, fuck them. Fuck them. Them motherfuckers, they don't deserve nothing.
Not shit.
Fuck them. Okay, another question. Delphine said, if you could fuck literally anyone right now, or anyone right after that little pandemic finally says goodbye, who would you choose?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Anyone. Just anyone.
Truly anyone. But there is, oh God, there's this porn star who's, I think his name is Raheem. Mm-hmm. I can't remember, but he's got the biggest fucking dick I have ever seen. I could probably find him rather quick. I'm like always favoriting his videos on Twitter because I'm just always like, oh, it's so big.
It's so juicy.
Oh my God. It's going in and out and in and out. So
plot twist. Plot twist. It's me in disguise.
Is he in disguise? Maybe. No. No. What?
No, plot twist. It's me in disguise.
Oh. I'm joking. I'm joking. Honestly, God. Why not? If it was you in disguise, I'd be like, all right, let's go on. But his dick is so huge. He's also gay. But maybe.
So I have a chance.
So yeah, you have a chance. He would truly rip you apart.
Send me his links, darling. Send me the links, baby.
Let's see if I could. No, it might take too much time for me to find him. Okay. Imagine I'm like, we're going to take time out of this show so I can Google porn.
I love it. This is the content we signed up for.
I mean, okay. I mean, can I show a dick on StreamYard? Is that the name of this? Yes, it is.
While you look for it, do you want me to tell mine, I guess?
Ooh, I can show dicks. Yes, work. Whip it out. Okay, so yeah, you tell yours.
Okay, so mine's probably really basic. It's someone that I've had a crush on since I was a little boy, watching wrestling with my grandma. But The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Ooh, yeah, he could very, very attractive.
Then and now, he could get it. He could get this whole Susan. And Susan don't say that to just anybody because Susan's very picky. Susan is very picky, but yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Susan sounds like she would be picky. Wait a minute. I guess I haven't favorited any of his tweets in a while.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
What are you doing?
What am I doing? This is devastating. I really thought it was going to be like very easy to find.
What's going on with you, Nicole?
I don't know. I guess I'm not looking up as much porn as I used to on Twitter.
do you remember when the porn was on the Tumblr?
I used to love Tumblr porn because it was like tasteful porn.
It
was like nice porn.
It was produced porn.
Yes, and it was thoughtful porn.
Yes, very much so. That's the whole reason why I had Tumblr, to be fair. And now I don't have it because it's not on there no more. I was like, oh, they purged it. Oh, I gotta go. So
goodbye.
So long, farewell.
Avita saying goodbye. 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 I mean, Twitter has really forsaken me. I can't believe it. Usually he's like the first thing I see and I'm like, oh, yikes, gotta close my phone.
That's usually how it goes. When you're not looking for it, that's when you find it.
That's
the true
what tea. People say to me about relationships. When Same. You're not looking for it, you'll find it. And I'm like, Same. Bitch, I'm always fucking looking for it.
Really? Just always looking for it.
This is depressing that I can't find Jesus. This. Okay, I'm gonna try one more. Maybe I DM'd my friend. I'm always DMing my friend Mono pictures of dicks.
I love that.
I guess I haven't done it in a while. This is truly insane. I wonder if he deleted his Twitter.
No, I hope not. That's awful.
All right, let's do another question.
Wow. While you still look for this dick.
Abby says, what advice do you have for a virtual speed dating night that I'm doing tomorrow? Last time I did one, a guy said I cracked him up. I should do stand-up, but he did not match me. Well, welcome to my fucking world. Men do not want a funny woman.
Nope, apparently not. Apparently not. Jeez Louise.
But here's the thing. I'm not going to say don't make yourself as funny. I say you make yourself as funny as you are. You be yourself. And if you're meant to match with someone, you're meant to match with somebody. You can't force these men to like love your shine when they apparently, you know, are intimidated by it. Because that's what it is. It's just intimidation.
That's it. That and you know, that is so true. Like, it's so sad because honestly, you should not have to change how funny you are to impress someone or to match with someone. Mm-hmm. That's tomfoolery. I personally would love for someone that can make me laugh. What, I don't know. Something's wrong with them. I don't know. Just keep it moving and have good luck. Just bring on that 100% beautiful smile, that gorgeous personality. Make them laugh. And you know what? The right one will come, and that's yes. 100%. The right one will come to you.
And on that note, I found him.
Hey! God, Jesus.
He's so big.
You can see the guy's back tightening up just from the sheer size of it.
Uh-huh.
And he's not even all the
so
and he's not even
big.
All the way in. He's not even all the way in, and the back is tightening up. I live.
We got it's look at it. I'm glad I searched for it. I'm glad I fucking found it.
I'm gonna have to get a new mic.
Too much sucking on the mic, it like just stops working. It's like, Heidi, I can't do this anymore. I never signed up for this. Let's do another question. Okay. Emilia asks, what do you do with your wigs when you're fucking? Hashtag danger. Yes.
That. They don't stay on. Yes. They gotta go. No, ma'am.
That is one option. Another one.
Oh. Tell us.
You better pin that bitch down and tell him not to pull your hair.
Do not. This is not real. This is not growing out my scalp. Do not tug on her. Thank you.
Thank you so much. She was expensive. Do not run your little fingies through it.
Okay, that's on period.
Please. It's curly. Don't do it. Yeah, I've actually had my wig fall off during a sexual escapade, and
you know,
again, it was a white friend, so he was startled, shook, scared.
I believe you. I truly believe you because you know. I believe that your wig would probably fall off during sex if it was already falling off when you were just sitting at a park. So, I mean, if you can't keep your wig on in a park, how's it going to stay on during sex? Come on, Nicole. Now, Nicole, we all knew the answer to that. We all knew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come on now, girl. You didn't have to tell us that. Mm-hmm. We just assumed. So.
Yeah, truly. You could just assume and be like, yeah, that bitch's wig is falling off during sex. Her wig got fucked right off of her.
Look how ratted my chair is as I go grab this wig that I just threw.
Girl, you gotta get another chair.
Girl, let me tell you, it's gone through it. But you know what? I have a wide back. Or as the masseuse I just went to see not too long ago said, I got a strong back. I'm like, what you trying to say? A strong back? Excuse me. I didn't pay you for your insult or flirting. I don't. Maybe he was flirting. I don't know. You know, I can't tell if he was flirting.
Yeah, you need to be told.
Maybe he was trying to get a piece of Susan. I don't know. Apparently I have a strong back. Mm.
It is so wild what people say about other people's bodies. Like growing up, they were like, you're just big boned. And then when I thought about it, I was like, so when I die, my bones in the grave are just going to be bigger. Just bigger than everybody. That was honestly very sensual. It was a moment. That was just a moment, you putting your wig back on.
And only the people watching the live will ever get to see it.
Yeah.
You want me to get sensual? You like that, big boy? Like how I put my wig on, big boy? Yeah.
Imagine that's what I sounded like during sex. I was just like, yeah. Okay, let's have another question. Walter asks, Nicole, what was it like being on Wheel of Fortune? You did great. Harder than it looks.
Is it really?
Yeah, I was also, I think, 2 weeks out of my surgery because when I fell down the stairs, I had pins put in. So I was like, I dragged myself up my stairs, like hands and knees to get my outfit. Because I was like, I can't have my roommate pick out my clothes. So I dragged myself up, put on makeup, dragged myself down the stairs, dragged myself down the stairs outside.
Oh, my God.
And I had taken, like, painkillers maybe, like, 2 hours before I got there. So I was, like, rather loopy. And I think I was okay on it. I don't know. Okay, another question. Karen asks, what fun sex things should I try on V-Day with my quarantine fuck buddy? One, how dare you come up into my house bragging about your quarantine fuck buddy?
Here we go.
No, just kidding, Karen. Congratulations. That's a real nice treat for you.
Must be nice.
Must be. What fun things. Nice. Okay.
Chocolate.
You could wear a costume. Ooh, you want chocolate? Okay.
Bring the chocolate. The chocolate. The sensual dribblings of chocolate.
The sensual dribblings. Okay. That's one. That's fun. You could dress up if you have like a Santa Claus costume. You could come down the chimney and fuck yes. This quarantine fuck.
I love the Santa is making an appearance on Valentine's Day. Please.
Honestly, I can't wait to have a significant other during the holidays
because
I will not warn them, but I will come to bed in a full Santa costume being like, ho, 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 suck my dick. Ho, 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 I'm going to fuck you.
Yes, please. Give it to us. Give it to us. And please record it and send it to us so we can, not the actual sex, but like that, the intro to it.
Yes, yes, of course.
Please, we need this in our lives. Please.
Yes.
It's just, it has to happen at this point. Memories.
Okay, another question. Let's do like three more questions. Okay, what? Avery and Robert ask, favorite place you've been to? Give us some inspiration for when we can travel again. Bonus, if you had a good fuck there. Heidi, where's your favorite place you've seen?
I haven't really traveled too much, actually. My first time ever on a plane was when I went and filmed Drag Race. And then...
What? Really?
Yeah. I had never been on a plane before. And when I went to film Drag Race 2 years ago? Yeah, about 2 years ago now. I got on a plane for the very first time, so I've never really traveled too much. I've gone to New York, I've been to LA before, Florida a little bit here and there. Now, I can't tell you where I've been because I haven't really been too many places, but where I want to go and where I think you should probably go is Bora Bora.
Ooh,
I feel like that's like my dream vacation place. I want to take like a month off and just go there and just... and chill and live my best fantasy, really. So go there and have a good fuck for me if you beat me to it.
Matt says Nantucket. I say I say Hawaii. I fucking love Hawaii. I went to Kauai, which is an island on Hawaii. And apparently people don't really bring their kids there. So like there was no kids. It was very fun. I really loved it. It was so fucking beautiful. Hawaii is stunning. I didn't get to fuck there, but like, just imagine like fucking one of those beautiful hotels. Oh my God.
It sounds amazing. Truly, honestly. Like,
it's stunning. I love it.
That's right. Pull it down. Pull it down, Nicole.
Okay. Another question.
That's why I got all this extra forehead, so you can't tell when I need to pull it down.
You're just like, it's more forehead. Special K asks, my boyfriend and I just broke up for the second time. This time it was his decision, but we're hanging out as friends. A little platonic snuggling, that is. How do I get him to want me back? Well, Special K, I don't know. If you're breaking up for like the first time, the second time, and you're like alternating who's breaking up with who, maybe it's time to move on. And I know it's hard during a pandemic to do the moving on. But if y'all keep breaking up, maybe talk about why you're breaking up and get to the root of the problem.
That's actually some real, that's real right there. That is so real. I definitely have to agree with that. I've been in a relationship where I had we had come to a mutual breaking up and then we got back together, but we like in between that time, we still like hung out and was friends and did whatever. So if you're definitely get all that out in the open, like really like come to understanding and come to terms. Why is it that y'all are breaking up? Because clearly there is something there and some reason that is driving y'all apart. But also there's clearly something there holding y'all together, whether it's just a good friendship or there's actually real raw romantical connection there. You have to find out or you're just going to keep being in this infinite loop of And it's, and then no one's going to be happy, because then we all know how we all get depressed during a breakup. You don't want to have to keep living that every couple of months or so, and then like get back together, and then a couple months later back at the depression shit again. No, you talk it out, Special K. Really figure out what's going on. Why? So I'm assuming from when you said this time it was their decision, the first time it was your decision. So maybe you should be like, okay, why did I break up? And then find out why they broke up. And then maybe y'all can really weave together a wonderful tapestry that will keep y'all together, or maybe just become just good friends that fuck.
Yeah. But I think that might be hard because you want him to want you back. I think it's like you sit down and have a very serious conversation to be like,
adult.
We broke up because of this way. We broke up because of you and this. Let's try for a third time. And if we can't, you know, see at the same place, maybe we end this.
Third time.
So third time might be a charm, but third time might be bye-bye.
Or strike, you know. Never know.
Wait, I like these questions. I said we were going to do three more, and I think we did the three, but I want to do one more, please. Lester asks, Nicole, along the lines of virtual strip clubs, can you please tell us other sexy things that we can do during the pandemic? Ooh. Oh, boy.
Please, I'm all ears.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think. Virtual strip shows are the one thing I've been doing. I know Denver, I know Portland, and I believe Austin have drive-through strip clubs. So if you are in one of those places, you can actually like fucking McDonald's, drive up and hand a dollar and have a nice safe time. I think I won't say like video, like sexy video chats, because like, you know, Zoom privacy things, they kind of own everything. You don't know what they're recording and whatnot. So... True. Same with like iPhones, but like, all your information's already in your iPhone. I think that's a little safer than a Zoom. I'm trying to think like sexy things to do.
Go to my Instagram
and go
and look up my new really sexy music video that's going to be coming out this Tuesday coming up.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
That's pretty sexy, so do that.
Okay. I said one more. And then we did one more. I want to do one more.
One more.
May asks, what sex toys do you two suggest? Winky face. Okay. I love, there's a company called Tracy's Dog, and there's a sucking part that sucks on your clit, and then scoop, a part that goes right in your pussy. And I have one friend who I bought it for who said it was too intense. Ooh. I also use a Theragun, which is very intense, but I love it. I love my Theragun on my pussy. I also use a G-spot vibrator. So it's like long, and it's got like a little bulb at the end. Mm-hmm. And then I also have this other G-spot one that also, it like vibrates at like the G-spot tip. And that's really great. That's also a Tracy's Dog exclusive. And then I have one that sucks your pussy, and then there's a tongue that like does that, but you have to put a lot of lube on it for it to like really feel like a tongue. I'll tell you something. I've spent a long time alone, and I said, I'll spend any sort of money to feel anything. Heidi, do you have a favorite toy?
I'm sorry. I'm okay. I can breathe. I'm all right. Jesus. Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, what's your favorite toy?
My favorite toy. I have only one because I just. I'm sorry. I'm not as I don't have the wide variety selection as some people in this live. I'm not gonna say no names, Nicole. Okay. But I honestly don't know the name of it, like the actual physical name of it. But his name's Tyler.
Okay.
I name everything.
I love that everything has a name. It makes it like more fun.
Tyler is a lovely vibrator, and when I'm feeling my fantasy, you know, just it's got 11 different kind of vibrating settings.
Okay.
It makes me feel my fantasy, and then sometimes you like it a little more intense than other times, and sometimes you're like, oh, not right now. So, yeah, so Tyler is my favorite one.
Okay. Also, I have to give a little context for Theragun. You be careful.
Careful.
Be careful. Be a little careful with Theragun. Theragun is very intense. I would not put it on your naked pussy or hole. Like at first, I would work up to it. And after you've like explored a lot of other toys, you can work up to the Theragun. She's worked up to it. I can slam it right in me. It's great. I love her. Truly, it's a jackhammer. And
dear God, not my Susan. Susan can't do it then.
My Karen's very angry. She feels oppressed all the time, so she likes really getting it hard.
Susan is a delicate flower. She could never. She could never. Dear Lord.
Okay. Well, Heidi, we've come to the end. I want to thank you so much for doing this. This was fucking delightful. You are truly a ray of sunshine. I think you are so wonderful and funny and so talented. And I can't wait to see what you get to do after the pandemic.
Keep your eyes open, darling.
Okay, I will. Well, if you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, you can subscribe, you can like it, you can rate it. If you send me something nasty hitting on me, I will read it. Oh, shit. Where did it go? Same. I lost it.
The dick.
Okay, hold on.
Did you lose the dick? Oh, no.
My phone opened right up to that huge dick. Okay, so this nice person said, firstly, we'll start in the shower. Gotta get our pussies nice and clean before we begin. I'll scrub your luscious ass with my bare hands. Yes, I'm white. And then... What a way to say that. Then I'll work my way down to your punani, but I'll be careful not to get any soap in there, which is very kind because you can get a little yeasty. And then we'll take our wet bodies to bed where my boyfriend is waiting. Ooh, he'll rip them legs apart and start munching away while I ride your face like I'm the grand prize horse in the Kentucky Derby. Once you come orally, he'll then pound you with his nice average-sized cock. I love telling me the truth.
He's so truthful.
Ooh. When and only when you got your dick quota, you'll scream the safe word, pineapple, for him to stop. From there, we'll smoke some weed and eat some Dominoes until we're ready to fuck again. Nice. That's a nice fantasy. I like it.
I appreciate this. This is, if there's anyone listening and would like to do the same with me, you know where to find me. Mm-hmm. Hiding in the closet. Mm-hmm. Look me up. I love, as long as pineapple don't go on the Domino's pizza afterwards, we're fine.
Ding, ding, ding. Absolutely. All right. Bye-bye. That's it for Why Won't You Date Me with me, Nicole Byer. Why Won't You Date Me is produced and engineered by, the sweetest woman I know, Marissa Melnick. It is executive produced by other wonderful people, Adam Sachs, Joanna Solotaroff, and Jeff Ross. Thanks for listening. I love you. Thank you so much. We'll be seeing you next Friday with a brand new episode. What a treat. What a dream.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.